to me shall not hunger, and who believe in me shall not thirst. No one can come to me unless the Father draw him, and I will raise you up, and I will
pleasant good morning. Today is Friday, the sixth day of May, in the year of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2022. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Neil Nairn, Rector of Holy Spirit Anglican Church, located Howard Street, Chippingham, in New Providence. I pray this devotion this morning be a blessing to you. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Gospel reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of John chapter 6, beginning to read at the 52nd verse through verse 59. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of Christ. This morning in John's pericope, the Jews were perplexed in their thinking regarding the term of literal physical bread and flesh. Their thoughts were unable to rise above the things of this life. They did not realize that the Lord Jesus was using physical things to teach spiritual truths. And so they asked among themselves how this mere man could possibly give his flesh to be eaten by others. Well, for the sake of clarity, let me use an example to make my point. Let's take a parachute. It opens only after you jump out of the plane. Isn't that true? And so, my friends, in essence, faith precedes sight and prepares your soul to understand, your heart to believe, and your will to obey. All the questions of how are answered by yielding to the authority of Christ, as Paul did when he cried, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Once again, Jesus, knowing all things, realized exactly what they were thinking and saying. And so he warned them solemnly that if they do not eat his flesh and drink his blood, they would have no life in them. This could not refer to the bread and the wine used at the Lord's Supper, when the Lord instituted his supper on Monday, Thursday, the night in which he was betrayed. His body had not yet been broken, and his blood had not yet been shed. The disciples partook of the bread and the wine, but they did not literally eat his flesh and drink his blood. The Lord Jesus was simply stating that unless we appropriate to ourselves by faith the value of his death for us on the cross, we can never be saved. We must believe on him, receive him, trust him, and make him our very own. By comparing verse 54 with verse 47, it can be definitely shown that to eat his flesh and to drink his blood means to believe on him. In verse 47, we read that, "He who believes in me has everlasting life." In verse 54, we learn that whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life. Now things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. To eat his flesh and to drink his blood is to believe on him. All who believe on him will be raised up at the last day. This refers, of course, to the bodies of those who have died trusting in the Lord Jesus. The flesh of the Lord Jesus is food indeed, and his blood is drink indeed. This is in contrast to the food and drink of the world, of this world, which is only temporary value. The value of the death of the Lord Jesus is never ending. Those who partake of him by faith receive life that goes on forever. Everlasting life. A very close union exists between himself and those who are believers in him. Whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood abides in him, and he abides in that person. Nothing could be closer or more intimate than this. When we eat literal food, we take it into our very being, and it becomes a part of us. When we accept the Lord Jesus as our Redeemer, he comes into our lives to abide, and we too abide continually in him. Now the Lord gives another illustration of the close bond that exists between him and his people. The illustration was his own connection with God the Father. The living Father had sent the Lord Jesus into the world. The expression "living Father" means the Father who is the source of life. As a man here in the world, Jesus lived because of the Father, that is, by reason of the Father. His life was lived in closest union and harmony with God the Father. God was the center, and circumference of his life. His purpose was to be occupied with God the Father. He was here as a man in the world, and the world did not realize that he was God manifest in the flesh. Although he was misunderstood by the world, yet he and his Father were one. They live in closest intimacy. That is exactly the way it is with believers in the Lord Jesus. They are here in the world, misunderstood by the world, hated and often persecuted. But because they have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, they live because of him. Their lives are closely linked up with his life, and this life shall endure forever. Verse 58 of the gospel for today seems to summarize all that the Lord has said in the previous verses. He is the bread which came down from heaven. He is superior to the manna which the fathers ate in the wilderness. The bread was only temporary value. It was only for this life. But Christ is the bread of God, who gives eternal life to all who feed on him. The crowd had followed Jesus and his disciples to Capernaum from the northeast side of the Sea of Galilee. Apparently, the multitude had found Jesus in the synagogue, and it was there that he delivered the message on the bread of life to them. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hardwood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you for the honor of your name. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or conceive by the work which is at work among us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Amen. Thanks for listening, and I pray the devotions this morning was indeed a blessing to you, and I encourage you to please share with family members and friends. May God bless you.
Yes, Lord, I believe that